So there's a great deal going on during an interview to distract us from the state of mind that I described last week. Some of the possibilities are this. We have other things to do. Our task list to perform for the day may be quite pressing. There may be legitimate damage control and stressful situations that have occurred just prior to the interview. And you can understandably be preoccupied with many other tasks. So when any of the above happens, we lose focus. And when we lose focus, which in the focus I define by total concentration and being present in the moment, when this happens, we unknowingly are prone to executing a sloppy interview framework or no framework at all. This might turn into you tending to talk more than you listen or be distracted. In essence, when we get sloppy, we wing things. And when we wing anything, it just doesn't go well. So there are several reasons why this isn't a good idea in an interview. The first is that if you want to hire people who care, you must first demonstrate that you care. This trait of caring begins with how you care about and structure the interview process. And this sets the tone for what you expect in who you hire. And if everyone brings this state of mind of caring to everything they do, well, then you've transformed the organization.